As we prepare to enter into our time of prayer, let me share with you joys and concerns that we have become aware of throughout this past week. We begin with a joy. Charles and Lester Suzuki celebrated their 26th wedding anniversary this past week. And several concerns. First, for the Shokar family, friends of Ted Cassander, who have family members in Beirut, who were impacted by the deadly explosions that happened this past week. We also keep in our prayers all who were impacted by the torrential rains, winds, and tornadoes that ravaged this area on Tuesday. Some losing loved ones, others losing power, and still others being left homeless because of damage due to flooding. We keep in our prayers Renee Brumall, cousin of Patty Thomas. Patty's cousin had surgery recently, a brain tumor was removed, and sadly the prognosis is not good, so we keep Renee and family in our prayers. We continue to pray for members of our church family dealing with ongoing health concerns, and think especially of Alan Johnston and Jackie Hunsberger. We keep in our prayers the family of Benjamin Martin. Benjamin, brother-in-law of Leroy Horst, passed away Sunday a week ago, and his service was this past week. And we continue to pray for all who are struggling as this pandemic drags on, and in so doing, drags down many as they attempt to deal with a multitude of challenges. I invite you now to shift gears with me as we enter into this prayer time. May we all be very aware that God is listening closely as we offer our prayers. Let us pray. Gracious God, like Peter, we often need to be convinced that you are real, that you are listening, that you will respond to our needs, our cries, our terror, our pain. It is for all of these reasons we come to you in prayer. Quiet us at the very core of our being, so that we might truly sense your presence, so that we might truly feel you holding us close, so that we might clearly hear your voice as it speaks to us in a multitude of ways, in the silence, through your word in scripture, in the beauty of music, in the splendor of your creation, in the wise and caring words of those whom you place in our lives and on our path. We pray for loved ones in need of your healing, life-giving touch, and for all who are caring for them. In the quiet, we say their names and entrust them to your care. We pray for our world and for all whose lives have been shattered and uprooted by violence, unexpected disasters, and immeasurable loss, especially for the people of Beirut and for those in the path of this past week's tropical storm. We continue to pray for all whose daily existence is impacted by racism and injustice, and for ourselves as we seek to better understand the plight of those who have been judged by the color of their skin rather than by the content of their character. May we dare to do our part to bring about change in whatever ways we can. May we dare to engage in good trouble, necessary trouble, so that we might become the beloved community you envisioned for us from the very start. And, O God, we pray for the church, for this church, as we seek to be faithful witnesses of the faith we have claimed by embodying and freely sharing your grace, your mercy, your compassion, and your love. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name, with gratitude for your ever-listening ear, ever-loving heart, and with hope for a future better than the past. Amen.
My friends, as you embark on the week ahead and navigate whatever seas lie before you this day, know that Christ is moving towards you always. May we not lose sight of that movement in our lives, and may our lives put us in that moving towards posture as we seek to live into our faith one day at a time. May you go from this time of worship knowing that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ fills you, and the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you now and always. Amen.